So we have to be smart as moms. Again, if that's our priority, obviously it has to be, in my opinion, you know, your marriage and your family is the top priority. I never want to do anything that in the long term, it's going to jeopardize those things. So I have to be smart. And if I want to take on a new project, I have to be able to be willing to take something off my plate if I'm going to add something on my plate.
Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. So my guest today is a successful entrepreneur, philanthropist, and a business coach who became a seven-figure earner before the age of 30. Her name's Jamie, and she has been able to overcome an upbringing of hardship and poverty with passion and a vision for a better life. She's now helping others to achieve their dreams as well. As a busy mompreneur with four young children, Jamie has earned herself a reputation as the balance queen, which I was excited to hear, to have her on here to talk to you about balance, because you know we love to talk about balance. Her happy and strong mission is to touch 100 million lives through her philanthropy, coaching, and leadership development. Her unique and proven strategies have changed countless lives, helping people to have more success, joy, balance, and fulfillment. Jamie's passion and energy is contagious, and her talks really do ignite action. She's seriously awesome, and you're going to learn a lot from her today and want to probably learn more from her in the future. So enjoy today's episode. Jamie, I'm so excited that you are joining me today on the podcast. You have so much amazingness about you, so much value. Just, I was looking on your website and you're the balance queen. And that's a big thing we talk about on the podcast is how to balance motherhood and your creative life or whatever, you know, you want to build in your life. Thank you for joining me.
I'm excited to be here. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. All right. Let's start out by having you introduce yourself. Tell us your story. Just what started you on this path, this amazing life and path that you've created. Tell us all the things.
Well, I grew up in a really tiny town, like town of like 250 people in northeastern Montana. And we grew up very poor, but I was the oldest of six kids. So I kind of, you know, also helped take care of and raise them. And so growing up, I just knew that kind of that wasn't the lifestyle I wanted. I wanted more for my family, more for my kids, more opportunity. And so I had moved out at that time to California to kind of get a job, pay my way through school. And I ended up working in corporate America. And it was long hours. It was really long hours, typically 6 days a week at least. And I, after about 4.5 years in corporate America, I realized that I was underappreciated, number one, but also I had stopped learning. I had stopped growing. That creative side of me was just kind of squashed. Mm. But more than anything, I wasn't making a difference in people's lives. And I had hit an income ceiling like so many women did. But then on top of it all, I looked down the road of like, okay, if I stay in this type of environment, I don't have time with my kids. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to be a mom. I wanted to be able to put my kids first, be at all their games, be in the classroom, you know, and I just see myself being able to do that working in corporate America. So I grew more and more frustrated and wanted to do something of my own, wanted to have my own business, again, be more creative. Mm-hmm. And I eventually met a lady at the gym who had just had her second child. And she said, oh, you know, you're so good with people. You should meet my husband. And I got introduced into my first business. And that was financial. And I loved it. I loved that I could help people, that I can teach and educate people and help, especially families who, you know, financially, they had stress in their homes because of debt, because of bills. Will we be able to put send our kids through college? You know, all these stressors. And I was able to create hope and peace of mind and security for the future. Nice. And so I loved it. And I built a business there for 25 years doing that.
Wow.
And was super successful. But then I had a friend, his name is Ed Milette. Some people might know him. He has a great podcast. But we were at his house one day and he's like, Jamie, you know, I coach all these women in different industries. And you're the only one that, you know, has that motto of putting your faith and family first and having all this balance and traveling the world and doing philanthropy and still married and, you know, all these things and still has a thriving business. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of, you know, he started me kind of thinking about creating more of a space to help women, especially women entrepreneurs, to be able to go after bigger dreams. Sometimes, you know, we want to work in the home and I love that. Mm-hmm. But there are times that we have to work outside the home because we have right. to help bring in money, or we just have passions, things that we want to do, philanthropy, you know, things that we want to do, contribution goals outside the home. And it can be very, very stressful to try to do more and put more on our already busy plate with a bunch of kids. And so I started these classes back then. This is right before COVID, I think, called Happy and Strong. And it was for entrepreneurs, and especially women, to be able to go after their biggest dreams, chase their biggest dreams, but be able to put their family first. And so Happy and Strong was about being able to, yes, success is great, but who cares if you have all the money and it's upset your family, like mm-hmm. your kids are mad at you or you're divorced. So yeah. Happy and Strong means you achieve your success, you achieve your dream, but you're strong. You have that peace of mind. You have the financial strength and the strength in your home and the strength in your marriage that you always wanted as well.
I love that. I feel like there's so many, you could say influencers or creators or whatever that I follow, that when they get to a certain point, they always get divorced. I swear. And I'm like, I told my husband, I'm like, well, she got divorced. Like, what is it? Is it we get to this power point? And I, like I said, this is probably controversial. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I see it all the time. Women, you know, get so successful and do amazing things, but then suddenly their marriage falls apart. And I hate seeing that.
So frustrating and sad it is. And that's kind of why Ed pushed me towards that. Cause like, he was coaching some of those women that you're probably referring to.
Probably.
And he's like, this is not good. But for me, I feel like marriage has to come first, you know, and family and kids have to be an extension of that. So I don't think that chasing your dreams should be a price that, you know, that your family pays. You know, it shouldn't, success demands a price, but it's not your marriage. It's not your family. It's not your health. It's not your mental wellness. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I think that when you're chasing these passions that you have, it should bring more fulfillment to your life, which then should enhance those other more important areas of your life, not draw from it and stress you out and overwhelm you. So yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think to me, that was very, very frustrating. I was seeing that. I was either seeing that where they would get divorced or they were unhappy, or on the other side, they were just, you know, these women that were trying to almost be masculine. They were, you know, closing deals in heels and, you know, boss babe. And I just didn't relate to that as well.
And so you wrote a book called Happy and Strong too, right? So is it just kind of like everything in one book, like encouraging moms or giving advice? Tell us about your book. So if you haven't heard, the Moms Who Create Journal is here. I am so excited to share this with you all. I've created this journal for you to fill with your project ideas, whether you're a writer, artist, entrepreneur, musician, or just a creative of any kind. If you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee that this journal is for you. With over 100 blank pages to plan your dreams, here's a space for your creativity to take flight. Go to momswhocreate.com/journal for more information. Available now on Amazon.
Yeah, so Happy and Strong. It's a bestseller. You can pretty much get it wherever. But it's really about, I mean, the first half of the book is how do you where do you start? Like, whether it's chasing that dream or success, or you want to work outside the home, how do you get started? How do you create success in your life? I've helped a lot of women become very high six and even seven figure type people, but it's really success is defined by you. You know, maybe you just need to make extra money. Maybe you want to make this creative project. You know, maybe you have a passion project. And so how do you get that going and get clarity on it? so that you can be successful, not the stressed out, overwhelmed, start and stop, you know, type of thing. The middle of the book is something I added kind of after the book was written. It was the last chapter I added. And that's on becoming a leader, becoming stronger in your life and creating like systems so that you're, so it's not so much you doing everything all the time. And then the last half of the book is everyone's favorite. And that's how you balance it all. How do you juggle it all? And how do you put faith and family first and have happiness? I'm a big student of the science of happiness. And so how do you create more happiness in your life, more peace in your life, and be able to, you know, to live these dreams and have fulfillment? So I say, you know, there's faith, family, and then, you know, obviously finances and business, but there's also fun. There's also your creativity. There's also fulfillment. And again, I've seen so many people that are, you know, very successful, maybe even making seven figures, but they have unhappiness or like you said, divorce or, or these things. And so again, I just don't think that, that's a good price tag that again, you achieve the dream or you know, the thing that you wanted to create, or, but then again, the rest of your life is suffering.
It's true. It's so true. And especially as a mom, finding that like balance, and I mean, no one has the, you know, this is the perfect key on how to have the perfect balance in your, you know, as being a wife or a mom and or a business owner, whatever it is. I'm really excited. I'm going to get your book and read it. And I love that you're the balance queen. Everything you've said so far already like kind of encompasses that. So to moms listening, because, you know, 99.9% of my audience, I'll say there might be some dads out there that listen. That would be amazing. They're moms and they probably listen to Moms Who Create to find some balance, you know, to get, how can I become a best-selling author and write a book, maybe like you, Jamie, and how can I do that when I have little kids at home? It's so hard. I just do so many, I change diapers all day, you know, life's hard. And it's true. It's totally hard, especially when you have little kids or you're always in some sort of season, whether you have small ones or adults. So,
okay. So I've had a lot of experience in this. So I've been in business 25 years and I have four children. So my oldest is 18. She's actually just home right now visiting from college. Aww. And then I have a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old and an 8-year-old. So I've always been in that a phase of my life. Always had like a few in diapers or, you know, it doesn't get easier when they go to school and they have the million, you know, activities and drop offs, all these things. So there's always a lot going on. And I won't say it's going to get easier. So we have to be smart as moms. Again, if that's our priority, obviously it has to be, in my opinion, you know, your marriage and your family is the top priority. I never want to do anything that in the long term, it's going to jeopardize those things. So I have to be smart. And if I want to take on a new project, I have to be able to be willing to take something off my plate if I'm going to add something on my plate. Okay. I could be super in love with this idea. For example, this last year, I created a planner.
Oh, nice.
I have a planner. There's two versions, guys and girls, right? And I just wanted to do this for so long because I still love paper planners. I'm super old school. And so I just couldn't find one that I just loved that worked for me, that also inspired me and kept me on track monthly and quarterly. And I just wanted to do it for so long, but I just was like, you know what? Now it's not right. It's not the right time. Yeah. So this last year, the book was, you know, the book was finished and that was a bestseller. And I'm like, okay, I have, that's off my plate. Now what I can finally add this one fun little passion project to my plate. And so we have to be smart. If we there's so many, there's such thing as too much of a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. We have all these fun things and all these things we want to do. So when I did the book, when I wrote the book, just like anything else, I it was something new to me. I got some coaching advice. You know what I mean? I don't want to just, it's a lot to learn when you're writing a book. There's a lot of new things that I didn't know. Sure. And so I got some advice and I got some coaching, just like I did in business in the beginning, just like I did, just like we do as moms.
Yeah.
Those wonderful mothers that are like super moms to get their advice. Right. So my first advice is, again, don't put too much on your plate. Be willing to take something off if you want to add something on. And then seek out coaching or advice or these things. And then one of the things I did when I added the writing the book to my plate, I wrote it pretty quickly. I had some extra time during COVID, but my mom actually was like, hey, you know, can I can I help out with something? I'm bored, you know, with COVID. And she's like, yeah, I can do some pickups and drop offs. I'm like, okay. Like that was my opening to be able to have that extra time so I can create the space for this creativity on the book, you know? So for the, you know, I think it's a funny thing that they're calling me the balance queen or whatever, but really what it is it's kind of goes back to that old fashioned, like Stephen Covey's original, I don't know if you've ever seen that lesson that he used to give. He's the time management, you know, guy. Said, if you want, he had this analogy of the big rocks, and he had big rocks, little rocks, and sand, and they couldn't fit it all in a jar unless you put the big rocks in first, then the small rocks and pebbles filled in the gaps, then the sand filled in the gaps, and everything was able to fit. And so you can fit everything in your passions, everything in your family, everything in your life that you want that's good, if you're willing to take the things that are not as important out first, and then put the big rocks in. Put the big rocks like date nights, mommy days, family days, all the important stuff on your calendar first. So Sean and I do weekly date nights. We do quarterly mini honeymoons. All those things go in the calendar first. The big rocks go in first. Then what's next? Oh, all the other stuff, you know, all the things that, that we have committed to. Then all the little stuff that throughout the day can be, you know, put in. And we have to be willing to say no. As women and as mothers, sometimes it's hard to say no and set boundaries for people, our family members, possibly PTA, you know, these types of things, asking us and pulling at our time. And we tend to say yes. I was asked one time to be the PTA president at my daughter's school. And so I have a script for all the all your moms. My script is, wow, you know, I'm so honored that you would ask me this. Let me think of it. Let me talk to my husband or my partner or whatever. And I'll get back to you. And then you can shoot an email that says, and if it's just, if again, if you're not willing to take something off the plate to add this thing on, then you have to say no. And again, sometimes that's hard, but we say, you know, I'm sorry. I've talked to my partner. He feels I have way too much on my plate right now, which is typically true for all of us. So we can, we're not lying. And so then we can say, you know, but I'd love to volunteer in the class or at some parties throughout the year. Definitely think of me. Okay. And so the kids love to see you there, but you don't have to be committing so much of your time if you don't have it. Now, if that's something you want to do and you love to do, of course do it if you have the time. But again, so many of us, we just commit, overcommit. And then we are the ones that suffer and our wellness suffers. So when we say faith and family and all that stuff first, we also have to think of ourselves first as moms, because, you know, we can't pour from an empty cup. We have to keep our cup full. It used to be, for me anyways, it was everybody else that needed all of my time and needed all of, you know, all the demands. And then of course, kids. And then my poor husband would get the leftovers of that energy of whatever I had left. And then of course there was nothing left for myself. I was completely depleted. And so now I realize I need to schedule in one of those biggest rocks is my self-care. That needs to go in. So I'm making sure that I'm getting my needs met. And my marriage, those things I are the big rocks that are put on the calendar as quickly as possible. And then we schedule things again, like the mommy dates, but also just my husband and I, we do partnership meetings to discuss how's the household going? You know what I mean? Is this project pulling too much away from our family? And he's super supportive. So we have great conversations like this. Maybe we need to schedule a, you know, time of the week that I can just work on this. And so it's a lot of open communication with your partner and then being realistic with yourself as far as getting your self-care needs met. Because if we are too burnt out, too tired, too frustrated, running around like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to drop off here and get the cookies for the bake sale there and all these other things, then we can be short with our kids, not the nurturing mothers that we maybe want to be. Maybe we're just not getting needs met with our partner, you know, stuff like that too. So I guess one last thing I would just add is I have a philosophy, create memories versus just getting things done. And again, we always have that as moms, that never ending to-do list of, you know, the drop-offs and the soccer games and the everything, plus all the stuff that we want to get done. Plus we got to get our nail, whatever, you know, all the stuff. And so for me, I think, yes, it's important we have all these things to get done, but it's more important to create those memories. Mm-hmm. So you build in the time as a big rock to make memories, which bond a family and bond you with your child. So I'll just, you know, there's times like I remember going to the movies and we were the only ones in the movie theater and we watched, I don't know what it was one of the Kung Fu Pandas or something. And at the end, the credits were going up and there was some fun music playing and I'm like, come on, you guys, let's go. And so we went to the front of the theater and we had our own little dance party. Right. Mm-hmm. And we were just having so much fun. And then as we were walking out of the movie theater, I told the kids, I'm like, do you know how much I had to pay to get a whole movie theater all to ourselves? And they're like, you did not, Mom. And like, they still talk about that little dance party for, you know, for such a long time. Now, of course, I didn't pay. We just happened to be the only ones there.
Right, right. And
just taking those little moments to create fun memories, you know, doing that little arts and crafts project every holiday with your kids or dyeing Easter eggs or whatever, just create these traditions, family traditions based around birthdays or holidays or seasons or whatever, you know, are things that they'll always remember and they'll always be sacred memories that will make the kids, as they leave the home, yearn to come back home. You know, and be together. So we're going to always be busy. I don't think I want to not be busy. I like being busy. Yeah. I like being fulfilled. I like doing philanthropy. I like having a lot on my plate. I just don't want to be that stressed out mom while I do it. I want to be fulfilled. And if it's not that way, again, it's just checking off lists, then I just think all those things are going to add up to either a very exciting, fun, you know, family that's bonded, or, you know, a bunch of stuff got done.
Yeah. And you have four kids, right? That's a lot, Jamie. Like, you're not just, oh, I had one child and she's 15 and everything was perfect. You've been through all the things and you're still going through all the things.
Yeah.
So to hear this from you as you have experienced it and you're currently experiencing it, you know, that's huge. That's huge to be like, you can totally do all these things and have a big family and really embrace those moments and make those memories. I love hearing it.
I have an 8-year-old and I have an 18-year-old and 2 teenagers in between. So wow. Yes, we have a lot going on all the time, but that's by far my favorite chapter in the book is creating memories versus just getting things done.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of that. Can you let everyone know where they can connect with you online? All the things of social media and everything. Where can they find you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way is the happyandstrong.com website or Instagram. I'm constantly posting stuff for female leaders, entrepreneurs and stuff. But that's at jamie.villalobos.
All right, perfect. I'll put everything in the show notes so they can click on that and see everything. Yeah. Jamie, again, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so glad to have met you and hear all the things, and I'm excited to read your book. So thanks for helping moms everywhere just, you know, add a little balance to their lives. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you want to hear from me on more days than just Mondays, go to momswhocreate.com and sign up for my newsletter. I don't send out a lot of emails, maybe one every week or maybe one every 2 weeks, but I try to pack it with some goodness, some inspiration, what women are doing in the arts and things along that line. So again, momswhocreate.com, you'll see it pop up or in there somewhere and just sign up for the newsletter. Also follow me and the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Moms Who Create Podcast and at Kelly Heil. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back next week with another mom/author. You guys have a good week.